good. You did good.
I'm getting better, but I feel like I cut you off.
No, you didn't. I wasn't going to say anything else, except welcome back to Biting Reality Back. The double back doesn't really sit well with me, but it is what it is.
The back back?
Yeah, the back back. But we are back, yet again.
But we're on time this time.
What do you mean on time?
I just did it. Time.
Huh?
We're a bit better organized this week,
yeah.
I feel.
Well, we're recording on Sunday. Happy Easter! Today's Easter Sunday.
Happy Easter. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, thank Jesus. And happy Wednesday to you who are listening to this when it comes out. Happy every other day to anyone who's listening to it late. Yeah, I don't really have much else of an introduction this fine evening.
How was your week?
Oof. My week this week was a bit weird. So,
do tell.
I'm not really feeling myself as the wrong term for what I mean, but I'm just not feeling myself, for want of better words. Do you get what I mean?
What do you mean? Do you mean you're feeling off, or you're just not feeling like a bit hot?
A bit of both. Like, I never think that I look really hot or whatever, but generally I love clothes and I get up and I'm excited to get dressed, and I'm just not feeling that at the minute.
And get on to Zara, girl.
Yeah, I know, I'm trying to avoid fast fashion, which is so not me. I've been going to a lot of flea markets recently, which is definitely new.
That's something that I want to get into more into. But there's nowhere really. Someone said there's loads in Drogheda. I don't know if that's true.
I don't really know, because it's not something that I did in Ireland. And to be honest, even in Amsterdam, I didn't go to that many of them. I'm definitely more doing that here. I did a lot of vintage shopping in Amsterdam, but the vintage shops were deadly.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
We talked about this before.
I talked about before.
Yeah, your barber jacket.
Yeah, the one in Dublin.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do want to get more into it, but I just haven't been shopping.
Yeah, and I also feel like the resources are not really there for you. Like, where I am now, there's flea markets all the time and they're really good. Like, the one I went to last Sunday, everything was €1.
What?
Everything was €1, yeah. I spent €8 and I got 8 items.
Fuck off.
I know, it's...
You couldn't get a pair of socks here for that.
Literally not, no. And I bought, like, nice stuff. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Yeah, I'm just not really feeling it. Now, the weather has been a bit of a mess the last, like, 2 weeks. Maybe it's been raining.
Blech.
I know, God love me, a little bit of rain. But maybe that's what's throwing me off. Don't know what to wear. Last night I was going out, my social battery was just not where it usually is at all.
Failure.
At all.
A failure.
Yeah, like I wasn't in a headspace where I felt like I could leave my bedroom, never mind interact with people.
I get like that a lot. Like your social battery, I reckon, is far better than mine.
My social battery in general as a person is really good because I hate being alone. But this generally doesn't really happen to me, but last night it was really bad. I was feeling anxious. I was feeling like, and also anytime I felt like this before, I've had like a partner that I could share this with. Whereas at the minute I'm kind of like floating by myself, trying to figure out my own feelings. And it's just a bit weird.
Okay.
Yeah. And also I think being away for Easter, like this is my second Easter away from home. And when I lived in Amsterdam, I cooked us a roast and I did the whole mom thing. And it was really cute and it made me feel good. And this year I've done nothing and it just doesn't feel great.
Would you at home make a big deal about Easter? Like your parents and that?
A big deal, not necessarily, but a deal definitely. Like my relatives are coming to my house. My mom's cooking a dinner. There's Easter eggs happening, like we're all together, and then I'm probably going to the pub after.
Feel it, yeah.
Yeah.
This year was the first year we kind of did something. Like, we don't really have any. The only one of my siblings that has a kid is in Australia, and then my two stepsisters have kids.
Okay.
So, in dad's. They did a like Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, kids.
I am so alien to me. Yeah.
Kids really make the difference though, don't they? Like during things like Halloween, Christmas, Easter, like it's the kids that make it real magical and stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, we did the Easter egg hunt thing my whole childhood. Like, I remember that so clearly.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We were, like, running around the garden looking for eggs, like, every morning on Easter. But we obviously don't do that now because my sister's 14, so none of us are really that interested in waking up before the afternoon. But, yeah, I know it's weird being away from home.
Yeah, if you have that sort of occasion, that's... you're used to.
Yeah, like, I'm not sad, that's not what I'm saying, do you know what I mean? It's just strange. Like, my mom FaceTimed me earlier, she was like, look, the dinner's all ready and like the table's all decorated and everybody's there and I'm just here.
Yeah, being there, I know the feeling.
Yeah, like, it's fine, it is what it is. And also, like, some of my friends left during the week. One of the girls left on Thursday, and
who?
Her name's Lena, she's from Greece, and then Simon that I live with, he's moving out today, and like, he's not leaving till the 10th, but like, he's moving out of our apartment today, so maybe that's it as well.
Yeah.
I know.
Sounds about right.
Now I'm getting a bit sad, but anyway. Yeah. What else was I going to say about Easter? Oh yeah, my routine, my sleep routine. I know I do nothing but talk about how little I sleep on this, but it's gone the opposite way now. I don't go to bed until like 4:30 earliest. And I wake up in the afternoon, every day.
Oh, that's gross.
It's so gross, isn't it? Like, I don't think a lot of people understand how shit that makes you feel.
It's like when you go from that and then you get your body like synced back up to like getting up early. It's such a difference.
Yeah, I think I need to do that now, because at least before I was sleeping at 4 a.m. all the time, but I was still waking up naturally at 8. Whereas now my body's obviously gotten so exhausted that like I'm sleeping at 4 or 5 a.m. and like I actually need the sleep. So I'm sleeping right through to the afternoon, and like my job, the hours are like predominantly in the evening, so I can do that most days, which I know a lot of people won't understand.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it fucks with your head. It does fuck with your head.
100%. Being both sides of that. And just getting up early just makes such a difference.
Getting up early makes you feel so good about yourself.
Yeah, 100%.
And, like, it just makes you feel like you have the whole day at your disposal. Whereas I wake up now and I'm like, this is so embarrassing. I don't even want to leave the house.
Yeah, I just feel like you feel unproductive when you get up later.
And it's gotten to the stage, that's definitely true, but it's gotten to the stage now where I actually am unproductive. Because I'm waking up with just enough time to like shower and get ready for work and leave and work for the evening. And then I'm coming home and it's dark and I'm making dinner and vegetating on the sofa because everything's closed. I know, I make my life sound so ridiculously bad right now, but it's actually not, like, it's fine.
We need to get a plan for you here.
Yeah, I'm gonna try. Do you know what my dream is right now? And this is going to sound so pathetic. My dream right now is to fully clean my bedroom. And I mean, like, deep cleanse the bedroom. Take everything out of the wardrobe. Probably wash it all for no reason, even though it's all already clean. Fold it all, put it in perfectly. Change my bed sheets, wash them. Have my old bed sheets drying and my new bed sheets on. Light a candle, mop the floor. Brand new jammies, like, that's what I want.
Okay, I am giving you until Tuesday morning to have that achieved.
Okay, we'll see.
And you have to post a picture on Instagram.
Okay, I'll see what I can do. I have friends coming to stay with me now as
well. I'm hearing excuses.
I know. I'm changing my bed sheets tonight. I am up to date.
Okay, nearly there.
I'm up to date with my washing. But all the stuff in my wardrobe, like, it's folded, but I've no idea what's in there. I think that could be why I don't know what to wear every day.
That could be throwing you off. Like, maybe that's the key.
There's just piles of stuff everywhere. They're all folded, but they're all stacked on top of each other and, like, shoved into corners of the wardrobe and stuff. Like, it's very chaotic.
Let's get that organized, Hannah.
Okay. I'll report back by next week's pod.
Excellent. No, Tuesday.
I'll report to you, my parole officer, on Tuesday.
Yes, excellent.
Yes, okay. What about your week? Anything wild or wonderful going on?
None too wild. Crazy busy at work, but really good week at work. Like super, super busy. But do you know when you have like a hectic week and like you're all over the place, and then when you achieve everything you're supposed to achieve and you're just like, fuck yeah, that was
yeah,
good.
Yeah, I get that. I kind of thrive off being under pressure.
I do too. I do also.
Yeah, that's fine. Too.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of notorious, especially in college. Like, I always leave my assignments
to the last minute. Possible,
and then I'm just like, boom, 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 boom.
Yeah, I did that as well when I was in university. But now that I look back, I kind of wish I'd approached things with a different mindset, because I did do well, but I did everything on the last second. So what could I have achieved had I just put in a little bit more timely effort?
Yeah, but...
Because I don't know about you, but I spent the time stressing about it anyway. I just wasn't doing anything to alleviate the stress.
Yeah, kind of. But I would always leave myself enough time to get it done, but it'd be like...
To the wire.
Chaos.
Yeah. I don't think I ever submitted an assignment with more than like 4 minutes to spare to the deadline.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
Really?
No, I have done that, but one of my assignments I submitted, it was the only one though. I did a week early, and then the rest of them would be like a couple of hours early.
No, mine are like, I mean, if it's due at 11:59, I'm submitting at 11:58.
Yeah.
Yeah, it like, that's what I mean. I do thrive under pressure, but I don't know. It's an interesting one. Sorry, I just had a small panic attack that my mic wasn't working and we had to stop everything. Yeah,
crisis averted. And then I also...
Christ.
I also had a moment.
You did have a moment.
What are we talking about? I can't remember.
I can't remember. I think my sleep schedule, but that was about it.
Yeah. What you do?
Oh, your week. Did you do anything fun?
Weekend. What did I do? Chinese Friday night, which is always exciting.
Jealous.
And then...
So jealous.
I know. I went to Tullymore Forest Walk Park thingy yesterday.
Where the hell is that?
It's like the forest. It's in Newcastle.
Oh, weird one.
Yeah, it's really good though. I went to it years ago. I took my little camera with me.
So aesthetic. I was a Dunaree girlo.
Dunaree?
When I was a child.
It's fucking shite.
Really? Yeah. Now, I haven't been there since I was about 6, but maybe a wee bit older.
Yeah, it's not great, huh? Like, that's where you'd go if you wanted to smoke a joint or something. Like, you don't go for a nice... I suppose, yeah, maybe. There's just better ones.
What would you know about that? What was I going to say? No, well, I was only going because, like, I was 6 years old, so I was going wherever my dad was driving the car.
Fair.
Actually, speaking of that, that is something I miss about being a kid. Sorry, are we moving on to that, or are you waiting? Do you have more about your week?
No, that's pretty much it. I actually will cut this out, but I'm going to tell you anyways because I won't remember later on.
Okay, go on. That is deadly. It's all about who you know.
I'd say it time and time again. It's about who you know, not what you know.
It is about who you know.
Right, okay.
Work smart, not hard. Anyway, we're back. So, anything else about your week?
No, pretty normal. Busy with work. Mm. Chill out the weekend. I'm off, obviously, tomorrow, Monday. And then Tuesday as well, for some reason. But, won't complain. Won't complain.
Yeah. Is it using a day's holidays, though? I'd be raging about
that. No, it's not. So a lot of companies take off on the Friday because it's Good Friday.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, they didn't do it in my work and just...
took Tuesday instead.
Yeah. So.
Cool.
Happy with that.
I'm actually off. I'm off all next week.
Are you? School holidays.
Yeah, because like schools are closed. Yeah,
fair.
I know, weird. It is kind of cool, but like I want to be rich.
Yeah.
You know, everyone says like be a primary school teacher because the holidays are deadly, but like, and they are, don't get me wrong, like I'm benefiting from that now, but I don't know, I just want to make so much money, but I have no idea how I'm going to do it. It's not a now problem.
Yeah, I think I have a really good idea for next year, how I'm going to make extra bucks.
Okay, cool.
Probably won't talk
I'm
about
it. I'm not going to ask you now. I know. Yeah, well, you know, I know you too well, obviously. That's something I miss about being a kid, though, not worrying about how I'm going to survive.
Yeah. The safety nets.
You know, like, yeah, like day to day now, I don't worry about it because I have a job. But like, in general, I think about how I'm going to make the volume of money that I want to make in order to live the life that I want to live.
Yeah, I getcha.
Yeah. Another thing I miss, having someone make dinner for you.
Yeah. Not so much for me.
What?
Yeah. Because we would have, between the siblings, would have cooked because mom would have been working at work by the time we got home. So it would have been either me cooking or one of my other siblings.
Oh, but that's still nice. Like, now you come home from work and, like, if you haven't made dinner already, you have to make dinner.
Or you order a takeaway. So annoying.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. No, but you know what I mean? I was very lucky. My mom had dinner ready for us every day.
Not a star.
She still does, like, in my house at home now. And, like, I do miss that. Because, don't get me wrong, I love to cook. And, like, I am kind of good at it. Well, I like the stuff I cook. I can't speak for anyone else. But some days you come home and you're just like, I cannot be arsed right now. Like, I just wish that it was already done.
Yeah, big time. Big time.
Instead of, like, there's been days, not recently, I don't think, but, like, I'm coming home and eating, like, a full thing of Pringles or, like, two pot noodles because I'm like, I just can't be arsed, like.
No.
Yeah, I'm very bold.
The good thing about here is they're not ideal, but some of the ready-made meals are actually grand, like.
Yeah, they are grand.
They're not too bad.
But, like, during Fias there, when we were doing all that going out and stuff, I couldn't tell you, like, when I last ate a vegetable during that time.
Tut, tut, tut.
I know, it was bad.
And you a veggie muncher.
I've been very flexible with the terms of that recently. I stopped eating meat when I was in primary school, right? I think I talked about this in the podcast before, but stopped eating meat when I was in fifth class in primary school. And since I moved to Spain, I've developed a love for chicken nuggets.
Totally.
And I also may have had a Five Guys and another burger.
Yes.
Recently. Yeah.
They're good stuff.
I feel really guilty. I feel like it's illegal, but it's not. Everybody does it.
Absolutely.
Like, like people who aren't vegetarian eat meat every day. They don't think twice about it. But for me, I feel really bad when I do it.
But not even that. There's like there's a survey or a poll done, can't remember where I seen it, of vegetarians that on a night out, the percentage that eat meat on a night out, and it's like 90%.
See, I was never really like that because in Dundalk, I'm getting a Chinese after a night out. I don't like the chicken in a spice bag generally.
Okay.
So I'm more there for the chips and the curry sauce.
Fair.
Then in Amsterdam, there was unbelievable McDonald's, like, veggie stuff, like chicken, like veggie chicken, stuff like that. And it tasted exactly the same.
Yeah.
So there, I wasn't really tempted either.
Okay.
And then when I moved here, there's none of that.
Okay.
You're getting a kebab after a night out, and, like, obviously it has meat in it, but it's fine. It is what it is. I don't like to feel like I'm missing out on things. So as a vegetarian, if I feel like I'm missing out on something, I'm going to eat it.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I always get why people are vegetarian and vegan, and I always think, like, kudos. Like, you're doing it for a good reason. The moral reason is good.
My reason was I didn't like the texture.
Stop. Right, okay, sympathy gone.
Swear to God, yeah. My reason was, like, if I felt like I was tearing apart flesh with my teeth.
Well, you kind of are.
Yeah, but I don't like that. And that knowledge sticks in my mind. So, like, a steak, it would never appeal to me to eat a steak. Or, like, a roast chicken, not a chance, not go near it. A chicken nugget, I can have. A kebab, I can have. A burger, wouldn't be mad about them. But, like, when there's a nice one, it's a nice burger. I've realised now.
Five Guys do a good burger. It's
their burger was good.
It's just nice, simple, nothing too fancy, just yummy.
Yeah, but like a McDonald's burger is just not appealing to me at all.
Not the best. Not the best, but Big Mac, just sometimes, yeah.
I've never had a Big Mac.
They're good. Like, it's not going to fill you. Maybe if you're a child.
I'd say it probably would. I'd say it probably would.
You'd be hungry half an hour after a Big Mac.
Interesting, okay. What else do I miss about being a kid? Never being behind on your washing. How are mothers on top of that all the time?
I do not know. Like, you should see how behind I am right now. It's a fucking disgrace. Like, it's a disgrace.
There was six of us in my household. She was the only one who ever did washing, and I was never really looking for stuff that I had put for the wash.
Yeah.
I know that's really bad, and we should have been doing our own washing, but I moved out when I was, like, 19, so...
Yeah, I don't know how my mother did it, because, like, nearly all of us would have been playing football. Like, I was playing football, my brother was playing football, yeah. My sisters were playing football. Like, I don't know how the fuck
that's
she did
mad. It. Yeah, and, like, I'm sure you can relate to this now as well, some of my friends are parents.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, when do you, like, fall into that role and be successful? Because, like, I live not alone, but I live by myself now. I'm doing my own washing. And, like, I never seem to be on top of it.
I think I know what the answer to this is. Someone said it to me yesterday. And
okay.
I will only do my, like, washing on a weekend, whereas I feel like the secret is to do it during the week.
Yeah, well, last night, for whatever reason, I was on crack and I came home from being out all afternoon with my friends, started to cook a full dinner like it was a Wednesday evening. Like, I made, like, ratatouille and rice and stuff.
Very nice.
While I was doing that, put on a wash... A whitewash, yeah. And then, like, had to come into my room and get ready for pre-drinks. I think maybe that contributed to how low my social battery was, because I didn't have any chill time last night. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know when they do it, because I know for a fact I call her into one of the girls' houses and she is always folding washing. So, like, she's on top of her game.
Just not there yet. Just not there.
No, and I don't know when it happens. Like, I need it to happen soon. Well, I am currently on top of my washing, but because I did a wash last night and hung it out at 5 a.m. when I got home.
That's nuts.
It is nuts, isn't it?
Yeah.
So nuts. Now, I put it on at like 9 last night when I was making dinner, but I didn't hang it out until I got home from the club.
The second I'm finished this here, I'm going down to do at least 2 loads of washing. And I'll probably have to do another 2 tomorrow.
You're exposing yourself.
I know, I don't care.
Yeah, well, I'm going to have to wash bed sheets and stuff now. No, I'm usually really bad as well, because we own enough clothes that we can sustainably live without having done washing for
ages. I think that's our problem. We have too much clothes and we can get away with it.
Yeah, I know. I need to throw stuff out as well. I need to throw stuff out from here, never mind the stuff I have in Ireland.
Probably wise.
I know, it's terrible. The thing you were saying about football, I wanted to ask you, like, what hobbies did you have as a kid?
Me, I had so many. Like...
Okay, go on.
So, I played football, I played handball, I did quad cross.
Where does one play handball in Carrick in the early 2000s?
Nearly all, like, pitches have a handball alley.
Really?
Yeah, it's a big thing.
Oh my god. Okay, well, I didn't really play sports, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, so what else did I do? Quad cross was a big one for me as well.
Whoa.
Yeah, I was actually pretty good. It was just so expensive.
Yeah, everything's so expensive.
What did I do after that? After that, I did boxing, I did MMA, and then this isn't really as a kid. From now on, isn't as a kid. Mountain biking, did that for a while.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You love a hobby.
I love hobbies.
I don't really have hobbies anymore. That's what I was going to say. I missed that about childhood,
that's
having
a good
hobbies.
One. Yeah.
Because, like, I started Irish dancing when I was 7. I didn't give it up till I was about 19. And like, 7 was old to start that.
Do you have the wig?
Probably somewhere, yeah.
Is any photos of you 19 with the wig?
19, no. Because I stopped competing when I was, like, 17.
Oh, we need to fish some of them out.
Yeah, maybe. But, yeah, no, I loved it. Like, me and my sister lived and breathed that for years. Like, my parents, God love them, they were demented bringing us to competitions every weekend. Like, we trained 3 times a week. We traveled the world. Like, the only time I've been to America was because of Irish dancing. Stop. Yeah, I know. And then I also played the piano for, like, started that when I was 5, I think, and then didn't give it up until I went to college.
That's a good one.
When I was 19. Yeah, and that's a skill. Like, Irish dancing, my mom definitely encouraged us when we lost momentum in that, but that was never something that they really pushed us to do. Whereas piano lessons, like, I was forced to go to them every Saturday by my mom. And I am so grateful for that skill now as an adult.
Yeah, I will be doing the same with my kids. I think piano, I don't know how to, so are you good at maths? Like, okay.
Yeah. Well, I did higher level for the leaving.
Yeah, so my music teacher who played piano told me that there's, like, research to show that if you play piano, it helps you with maths.
I don't know if I can relate to that, but I'm definitely not a mathematically inclined person. Well, actually, see, when I'm teaching English now, I do a lot of it through, like, word equations.
Okay.
And it does help because I can't speak Spanish and people can understand a lot of words separated.
Yeah.
So I do, like, this plus this equals this, this plus this equals that. If you minus this from this, it's that. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But, yeah, I am grateful that I can play the piano.
That'll be something I will 1,000% be doing with my kids. At least one of them.
I did play a lot of other instruments as well, but nothing as in-depth as the piano. Like, I played it for the leaving cert. Oh, I did singing lessons for years.
Ooh.
Yeah, I did singing lessons for ages. I sang for the leaving cert. Yeah, I don't know. That wasn't really forced upon me either. That was something I kind of took upon myself when I was about 15, I think.
In terms of...
But, like...
Go on.
What?
No, I was just going to say, like, in terms of music... singing is the one thing that I cannot and will never be able to do.
I don't know. Like, I don't sing now the way I used to sing. I used to sing for, like, loads of different various reasons. And now the only place I sing properly is in the car.
Yeah, but could you... My point is that you have to have some sort of natural ability to be good at singing, do you think?
I would love to say everyone can sing, but I genuinely don't know if it's
true. Don't think they can. I think you have to have some natural ability, whereas, like, to play guitar, you just need hard work. Like, hard work will teach you to play guitar.
But people who like, I'm blessed with a naturally good ear.
Yeah.
So playing instruments for me was maybe a little bit easier than it would be for someone who doesn't have that.
If you, because you play piano,
other instruments were, like, easier. Yeah.
Without a doubt. If you play piano,
yeah,
automatically you pick up other instruments far easier.
You know, apparently the harp is just a piano turned on its side.
It is.
Apparently. Yeah, it is. Sorry, I'm getting us totally off topic, but I'm really, really grateful to my parents for forcing me to play the piano.
Yeah. My dad, so I play guitar, is probably my main instrument. And I don't know if I told you this before, but I've only ever done one guitar lesson.
Really?
One guitar lesson. And on the way back from that, my dad got a speeding ticket and sort of, I don't know, blamed, I don't know. Never took me to another guitar lesson. And I just had to...
That's mad. So you're, like, all self-taught?
100% self-taught.
That's mad. Now, I went to guitar lessons for years. But I think then after, like, when I was in school and stuff, after that I stopped. And I think it is one that you can do yourself.
Yeah, it is.
I also would believe that piano is one that you can teach yourself.
Yeah, like there's songs that I've taught myself on piano.
Yeah, oh, I teach myself songs all the time, but like that's as someone who went formally to lessons for years. But you mightn't necessarily be learning Tchaikovsky or like whatever on piano alone. But like normal songs, I think you could teach yourself.
It's definitely pop songs, your four chords.
Yeah, the four chord song. Anyway, what else did I say I miss about childhood? Not worrying about money.
Yeah, money and paying tax.
Yeah, I know. I didn't even know tax existed as a kid. Like,
same. Like, I thought it was like in your, I don't know, like your fucking, in your wages, like you just give the man 50 euro grand. That's it.
I don't know when I became aware that that's how the world works, because I never did business.
Yeah, and like for me, the more you earn, the more tax, obviously. I know that sounds obvious.
The more you earn, the less benefit it is to you. The more you work, the less benefit it is to you because of how much tax is being paid.
Yeah, like it would sicken your hole if you seen how much tax that, like, me or whatever is earning. Not that I'm on fucking mega bucks, but like if you looked at it, you'd be like, what the fuck?
I know, it doesn't make any sense to me, but somebody with the higher power obviously knows the reason behind it.
Apparently.
Yeah, apparently. I also, do you remember when you were a kid, people telling you that you could do anything you set your mind to?
Kind of, yes and no. So I remember, like, I had to make a decision what I wanted to do in college. And I went to the guidance counselor and he was like, what do you like doing? And I was like, I really like music. I really like playing guitar. I'd love some career in that. And then went home and told my mom. And my mom was like, Ryan, get a grip. You can't do that.
Mm,
and then I was like,
that's sad.
Yeah. And then I was like, I don't know.
I mean, as a little kid, though, I remember people saying to me, Hannah, you can do whatever you put your mind to. And like, I wholeheartedly believed them.
I still believe that. I think
that's, oh my God, that's what I was going to say. I, as a 23-year-old woman now, still believe that I can do anything that I put my mind to, right? And then some nights when I'm lying in bed and I'm anxiously trying to sleep, it crosses my mind that like, no matter what I do now, I can never be the under 14 world champion horse rider because I'm no longer 14 and I have never been on a horse.
Yeah. I think me and you've talked about this before, I think.
Yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? No matter what I do, I'm never going to be like 2012, 2016, whatever, Olympic swimming champion because like I'm not a swimmer and I'll never be in the Olympics and 2016 is already over and like I start to freak myself out about this stuff.
No, I think you're being a little bit, I get where you're coming from, but it's a bit,
I'm being too selective, yeah, and a bit too literal with the phrase.
But I believe it. Like I believe if you want, not that you can be anything like in your dreams, not necessarily that. I believe that if you want something enough, you will be able to do it. And if you try and do it and you don't succeed, it's because you didn't really want it enough. You weren't willing to sacrifice as much.
Okay, maybe. I don't know if I fully agree because there are things that people want and obviously circumstance just doesn't allow it to happen. But I do think, like, I want to make loads of money and I think that I have the work ethic that eventually I will be able to do that.
Yeah, but are you willing?
Do you know?
It's not just about, like, work and having the work ethic. It's about, are you willing to sacrifice other things to get to that?
Right now, no. And that's why I'm here doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
But I'm aware of
that. And that's okay.
Yeah, but eventually, yeah, 100%. I will sacrifice my nights out to slave away at my laptop and do whatever it is that I have to do, of course.
Yep.
But right now I'm just kind of chilling.
Yeah, and that's okay, Hannah. You do you.
I know. I think I deserve it for a while.
You do.
What else? Seeing your friends every day.
That, like, coming home, having your dinner and going out and seeing your friends.
Well, see, I didn't really have that because I lived in the sticks. But, like, I mean, going into school and your friends are there and you have, like, a ready-made, we're going to see each other at 9 a.m. tomorrow because we all have to be there.
Yeah, 100%. Getcha.
I think you can get that as well if you make good friends at work.
Yeah, you could, yeah, of course you can. But,
like, if I want to meet up with the girls now, we have to literally get the diaries out because we all live all over the place. We all have schedules that don't match up anymore. You know, like, bank holidays at home aren't the same as bank holidays here. So, like, we don't always have the time off. It's a bit difficult.
Yeah. It's just, everything's just so much harder, isn't it, when you're an adult?
Yeah, it is. It is. And also, like, the way you always have people to rely on when you're a kid.
Safety net. Yeah, that was going to be the thing for me was you, like, your parents, most parents will be some sort of safety net.
Well, my parents are still a safety net to me, don't get me wrong. But, like, I don't live in the same country as them anymore. Yeah. So, like, when you come to the kind of situation that I'm in at the minute, your friends suddenly have to act in the role of your family.
As a safety net?
Yeah, well, as people to rely on. Like, I was really, really sick just after Christmas. I had, like, a vomiting bug. I couldn't leave the house. And, like, my flatmates had to, like, go to the shop for me and buy me 7-Up and, like, bring me stuff because I literally couldn't move. I was really sick. And that's the kind of role that you have to take on for your friends when you live in a foreign country.
Yeah, fair.
You know, because you don't have your family to fall back on for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I get that.
You know, like in the day to day, like one of my friends hurt his ankle and was housebound the other day. And like, obviously you're going to see them. Or like Kate also injured herself during FIAS. And like, I was helping her get stuff if she needed it and like making sure I spent time with her in the house when I knew she couldn't leave.
What did she do? Just curiosity.
She hurt her ankle. I don't know if she'll be okay with me telling that. I'm sure she will. Yeah, FIAS kind of killed us all off in our own individual ways.
I can imagine.
Yeah, it wasn't great. I think maybe I'm still recovering from that as well. My bedroom definitely
is. I'd say so. Like,
looks like a bomb hit the place.
Right, what else do you have?
About being a kid, not that much, but I'm going to go to the polls.
Oh, yes.
And we shall see. So, there's some Easter-themed ones. That's quite sweet.
Cute.
So, we have peaceful life, no responsibilities, having fun. That's so true. This is things you miss about being a kid.
Yeah, without it.
No responsibilities is a big one that I don't think we touched on.
Yeah, like, if I don't work, well, then I've, like, bills that won't get paid and then I'll be in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, and, like, if you don't cook dinner for yourself, you're not eating.
There's no one cooking my dinner.
That's a real big one for me because, like, the wonders of adulthood literally never cease. You cook dinner tonight, that's not it. You have to cook dinner tomorrow. If you're going to meal prep, you have to cook enough food for the whole week. And then that means like spending longer actually doing it. And then that just runs out. Once you do a load of washing, as soon as you get undressed that night, there's more washing for you to do. Like it literally never ends.
Fucking ends. Never, ever, 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 ever.
Not paying bills is one we got a lot. Do you remember when you didn't have any bills? Like nothing.
Like the only bill was topping up your phone.
The concept of a loan used to blow my mind. I'd be like, but if you don't have the money, why? Just don't get the thing. Yeah. And now I'm like paying back a loan and I'm like, well, obviously that's not feasible all the time. Like, I don't know. I was living in dreamland. Oh, this is a very Dundalk coded one. The smell of the brewery on the Carrick Road. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
I actually used to hate that smell as a child, but now I can smell it right now when we're talking about it.
Yeah, I think it's a Dundalk thing. I think if you're not used to it, you're like, what is that smell? But
I didn't like it when I was a kid, but now it's a real nostalgic smell. Yeah,
I've always liked it.
Hmm, interesting. Sundays at my granddad's. There's a lot of ones about family.
Yeah.
And like also, I was on the phone to my siblings Friday night. And like they were all in the house and like boyfriends and girlfriends were all there and everything's real busy and stuff. And we don't talk that often on the phone because I think that's just something that happens with siblings when you move away. Mm-hmm. Do you know, like we're in touch, but not like all the time and not necessarily on the phone. But I was on the phone to them and I was like, life is just never going to be the way that it was.
So deep, Hannah.
You know, like...
It's very deep.
Like, I know, but it's so realistic. Like, I'm 23, I live in Spain. My sister's 20, she's a hairdresser. Like, when she moves out, she's never coming back. I know for a fact. Yeah. And then, like, my brother, he's just turned 16, but he's, like, dying to get out of the house, dying to start working. He used to say to me, I moved out to go to college when I was 19. And I remember when I was still in secondary school, he'd pick a row with you and then be like, I can't believe you're 18 and you still live with your parents and like you don't have a car. And I was like, you just haven't a clue, like you haven't a clue, right? And now he's 16 and he's like working at the weekends. And I had a weekend job, but I spent my money from my weekend job on vodka blackcurrant and like vibes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know, whereas like he's like putting his money together and I'm like, holy shit, like maybe by the time he's 18, he will be gone.
It's plausible.
Yeah. And then there's Molly, who's like growing up so fast. Like she's nearly 15 now. And I still think of her as like a 4-year-old starting junior infants.
I think the same with my baby sister. Like she's 21 and I always forget that she's now an adult, not...
Yeah.
Not in primary school.
Yeah, and like when we're all there together in the house, it's a house basically full of 6 adults now.
It's mad.
You know, it's really weird and like things are never ever going to be the way that they were anymore.
Madness.
I know. Free holidays, that's a great one.
God, miss them. Miss them.
That is a great one. And do you remember complaining about going on holidays with your family?
About having to go on holiday.
Yeah, like you get to about 14, 15, you're like, oh, I don't want to go, I want to stay at home. You's go on holidays, and I'm staying here.
I did do that, actually.
Of course you did. We all did it. And now I would take hand and all if they were like, do you want to come on holidays with us?
I'm trying to think the last holiday I got paid for me was. I can't even remember.
I would slither up into bed between my two parents. If they were like that, if you're coming on holidays with us, that's where you have to go. I'd be like, no problem, I'm there.
Yeah.
Why are you not laughing? That was funny.
It was funny. It was funny. I'm just trying to wrap my head around.
He didn't even crack a smile.
I was like, would she though?
No, definitely not. That's why it's called a fucking joke, man. Anyway, ready to eat food all the time. Oh my God, this is such a good one. Seeing how deep into the water I can go with my really high wellies.
Hey, oh, stop.
Just wearing wellies, like.
Like getting muddy as a kid and then coming back and just knowing that like someone's going to...
Someone else is responsible for your clothes and your cleanliness.
You just have to take your clothes off and then someone's going to tell you that... The bath is done for you, or go have a shower.
Oh,
having
someone run a bath for you, that was really good.
Yeah. Do you know what? Really my biggest one is.
What?
Is a Sunday lunchtime where my mom would always do a food shop on a Sunday. And on a Sunday, the house is just filled with fucking apple juice, the nice cereal. All the nice bars.
Actimels.
Yeah, Actimels, yeah.
Okay, yeah, this one is like that. Ready to eat food every time, all the time. Oh my God, another great one. Ice cream without guilt.
Do people have?
Do you relate to that as a man?
No.
Yeah, see, as a woman, I so relate to that. The next one says, not thinking about my body with exclamation marks, which is such a thing that starts to happen, like, I don't know, as a girl, I don't really remember a time that I wasn't embarrassed about myself in general. And that's obviously not a feeling that everybody relates to. But I know that once you pass like 16, 17, you're constantly worried about how you look when you're going out. And like, do I look fat in this? Or like, or is someone else going to look better? Like, not better than you, because you're always aware that other people can look better than you. But are they going to make you look particularly bad and feel shitty about yourself?
Yeah, it's...
You know, like, once those thoughts creep in, and it happens so much sooner than you think it would, there's no, like, I haven't found a light at the end of that tunnel yet.
Yeah, I think as a boy, I would never have related to that now. Or I wouldn't have been completely aware of it till, I wouldn't say recently, but... Like, as a boy, you're completely oblivious to that.
Really? Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy to me. Okay, another very Easter-themed one. Easter egg hunts. And Freddo bars being 15 cents. Oh. I'm pretty sure I remember Freddo's being 5 cents. Have I made that up?
15. They used to be 5p.
Okay. Yeah, I definitely remember them being 5.
I remember at least 10p, and then when they changed to euro, then it went to 15. But I think they would have been 5p at some stage. I'm nearly sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they were. But yeah, they're like a euro now.
Robbing fuckers.
Do you know what I wish I wasn't aware of? Inflation and like capitalism and all that other bad stuff.
It does my tits in, inflation. I'm sick of it.
Yeah, I'm really fed up of it. But like, how people study economics and don't just get so pissed off is beyond me.
It probably makes more sense than why we have inflation.
Yeah, okay, maybe they'd be more supportive of it than I am. Being in school and always having a routine. I so get that. I'm someone who thrives off of routine. Yeah.
Routine's good.
Summer holidays, midterm breaks without work, 10 euro lasts in a week.
Oh, school holidays, summer holidays.
See, I'm getting that now, but like, I don't get paid, so I'm still gonna have to work in the summer.
Yeah, but like, summer holidays where you're a kid.
When you were a kid, yeah, I know.
And you had, is it two and a half months where you could just be like, there's no stress, there's no nothing, there's. All you had to do.
See, I have to be real. I spent a lot of that time Irish dancing.
But did you not look forward to that?
Oh, in ways, yes. In other ways, it was so stressful and it was very intense.
Okay.
You know, do you know football training? Like, did you look forward to football training every week?
Yeah. I didn't like it. No, didn't like it.
You couldn't have. You couldn't have.
Yeah, I did. Except for when it was raining and really cold. Really? Yeah.
Yeah, well, you see, that's the thing. Hard work is never that enjoyable to think about. It can be quite enjoyable while you're doing it, but I would have been apprehensive before I went to, like, class, like dancing class. Because I knew that it was going to be so difficult and people were going to shout at me and I was going to be really, really tired. And then you get there and it wouldn't be that bad, usually. Unless it was.
Yeah. I don't think it's the same with football. Like, football is hard. People shout at you. If you make a mistake, people let you know that you've... That's... I don't know. That you're shit.
Mm.
But at football, like, you're meeting... You're socializing, you're meeting friends, you're part of a team.
Yeah, it's the same with dancing. Maybe it was just my anxious disposition that made it that way.
Maybe.
10 euro last in a week. Do you remember getting your first 20 euro?
Yeah, I remember getting 20 euro for cutting, like for doing like an hour's work. Like cutting grass, and that would last me fucking ages. It'd be like a week's wage.
I remember I remember my birthday is the 22nd of June. And on my 8th birthday, we were leaving Santa Ponsa. Like, we were on my family holiday. We were flying home that day.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was 2008. And my Nana's brother-in-law, so my Nana's sister's husband, gave me 20 euro when we were checking out of the hotel for my birthday. And that, I think that was, I remember thinking, like, this is so much money. Like, I still remember the feeling that I had when he slipped it into my hand. I was like, oh my God, I am rich.
Yeah, I can relate.
I wish I still had that now. Now, don't get me wrong. When you go to the pocket of a pair of jeans or a coat or something and you find 20 euro in it, it's the fucking best day of the week by far.
It happened to me recently, finding 10 euro in my pocket. And I was like, class.
Delightful, isn't it? It is delightful. Yeah,
but then when you go and spend it, it literally gets you like one thing and you're like, fuck this.
Yeah. And it's as if it never existed at all.
Sad.
Yeah, it is quite sad. Oh, some people said what they like about being an adult is that they can drive anywhere. But the downside is they have to pay bills.
Yeah, I'd be the same. Your sort of independence that you can just get up and you decide where or what you can go and do.
I spend a lot of my time not doing stuff because I have no one to do it with.
I used to be like that. Well, to an extent.
I'm better now. Obviously, I live in a different country. I have to do things by myself sometimes.
Yeah.
But still, I find myself sometimes being like, I want to go for a coffee. And if I'm having a bit of an anxious day and nobody wants to go with me, I'll just kind of sit at home for hours thinking about going for a coffee, but not actually leaving the house.
I sort of can relate, but probably coffee, I've no issue going by myself. The big one for me was not wanting to go on a holiday or go a holiday somewhere because I didn't have someone to go with.
And would that have been pressured by your family thinking that it's unsafe? Or would it just be you being like, I don't know what I'm going to do by myself for X amount of time?
Oh, definitely not safety wise. It was more just the company of and being by yourself for that length of time.
Yeah. Now, I haven't, I don't think, gone on a solo trip. Maybe one. But I know now if I told my family, like, I'm planning to go here on my own, they'd be like, what's wrong with you? Why?
I got that when I went on my first trip solo. They're like,
but that would be from a safety perspective. For them.
The first time I went, someone was like, oh, that's a bit weird. Why are you going by yourself? Like, one of my friends said it. And I was like, well, if I don't go by myself.
Because I don't have a choice.
Well, I do have a choice. If I want to go and do something I want to do, I have to do it by myself.
Okay. Yeah, well, yeah. I know my family would be freaking out if I was like, yeah, I'm going to go to wherever on my own now.
I think that's more because you're
female.
Yeah,
I know. And there are places. Did I tell you I was going to move to Ghana?
What?
Yeah, I was going to move to Ghana before I came here. It's a story for another day. We've run out of time. Next week. Is that everything? We kind of have exhausted all childhood.
Yeah, I felt like that was another. That was a proper, like, that was almost like a fucking, what do you call it? Psychiatry session. Fenton.
It was a bit nostalgic, yeah, wasn't it? It was a bit nostalgic. I haven't thought about childhood really a lot in recent times. I haven't had time.
Same.
Been too busy sleeping till the afternoon. Oh, I hate that. That's my life. Anyway, I'm going to sort it. I'm going to sort it this week. I'm going to be a whole new bitch when I come back next week. Next week, what are we talking about?
Oh, green flags.
Yes, we're going to talk about, we're going to debunk some attraction stereotypes from the opposite gender. So send in stuff if you're a girl, stuff that you think lads are attracted to. If you're a boy, stuff that you think girls are attracted to. And I, as a girl, will say if I think That's true.
I will do the same.
And we'll also discuss ourselves. Yeah, we're going to discuss, like, I'm going to put stuff to Ryan, like, I think that boys think this is attractive. Is that true or not?
Yeah, and I will also do the same. I feel like I have a few good ones already.
I think I have a few good ones as well. And, like, a lot of them are going to stem from probably my own self-consciousness, but we'll see.
We will see. Time will tell.
Time will tell. So send us in some stuff. Biting Reality Back Pod on Instagram. And our email address is bitingrealityback@gmail.com. Ryan's putting his hands up in the air because he doesn't know. I'm looking at him to be like, is that correct? Yeah. Well, you're going to have to get in on the admin.
I know. I'll have to. Actually, I'll start getting involved in the Instagram stuff. I've been putting that off. I have some time now, so I have no more excuses.
Well, you have like 4 loads of washing to do, so maybe prioritise that.
Right, okay.
Okay, that's all. Lots of love.
Adios. Bye-bye.
Well done.